Blog Talk Radio.
That he's doing a new thing even right now. Come on, let's enter in church and give God some praise. Come on and open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah. I'm going with Jesus. Hallelujah. How many want to go with Jesus? How many of y'all made your mind up? I'm going with Jesus. Ain't no turning back. Come on, let's enter in this morning, this afternoon. I'm so glad that it's said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, there's healing in the house of the Lord. Amen. There's blessings in the house of the Lord. There's a way in the house of the Lord. Hey, come out of the Boshataya. We thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father. We thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the motion and grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord. It is you that have kept us, oh God. It is you, oh God. It is your only begotten Son and Savior, oh Lord. We thank you. We ask the Holy Spirit of the living God that you have your way and lead us in prayer right now, that we may receive divine instructions and directions from our Heavenly Father and guidance. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, God, creator of all things and all for all, as we come, as you provide us, to worship you in truth and in spirit. Oh, Lord, help us to enter in right now by thy spirit, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, that we have come today, oh, God, believing and trusting in you for this day, oh, God, knowing that you are with us, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already blessed us today. We thank you for new mercies and new grace. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, Christ. And all right, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for giving your angel charge over us and easily dash our foot against the sound. Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for your help right now. And we thank you, Lord God, for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way. We thank you, Lord God, that we can stand on your word that says, let the righteous cry out, that you would deliver them out of all their troubles. Lord, we cry out today, oh God, that we and those of our family may be delivered from all our troubles. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, move right now. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We can't thank you enough for you. So we thank you. Heavenly Father, creator of all in all, we come to you this day, this hour that you've allowed us with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that is not of you. We thank you for loving us and that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. And we thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. Amen. And that we have that same resurrection power working on the inside of us, that we may rise again. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, even right now, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the beat of our heart and every breath that we take. We thank you for life, hope, and strength that cometh from you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We confess that Jesus is our Lord in over every area of our lives. Amen. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that redeems us from the curse of the law, sin, and death. We thank you for our salvation, which includes healing, deliverance, and protection. We thank you that Jesus bore all our shame and dread away our infirmities in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. We say thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captive free, that we are free and that we are free indeed. Father God, in heaven we repent for ever agreeing with the devil in his life. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We have just opened doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds, amen. To get take us in a place where we have got an unbelievable God of worry and fear, oh God. To allow ourselves to be successful, oh God. We repent right now, God. We repent for sins of omission and sins of commission. We repent for practices and sin and openly and secret in the signs of your love. And now, my faith, hallelujah, the power and the authority that you've given us, we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We remove, hallelujah, we remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are, hallelujah, what we are worth, and who you are, and what we can and cannot do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every hindrance spirit on the line right now. Every spirit of confusion. Every spirit of procrastination, stagnation, limitation, also destruction, premature death, death of all kind. We come against the spirit of condemnation, guilt, shame. We come against the spirit of the spirit, lying spirit, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit, spirit of resentment, every rebellious spirit, spirit of disobedience. We come against every spirit of hurt. We command you to cease your hurts and die through the cloud in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of trauma, suicide, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that is not of the Holy Spirit. We command you to cease your hurts and die through the cloud in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, let there be a faithful in our heavens like they are. That you pour out blessings upon the life of your children, that we don't have room enough to receive. That others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. Our faith will receive the overflow of blessings that bring healing, that brings deliverance, that brings peace into our lives. That every need is met. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, another. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your full armor, oh God. We bring us right now. And we declare and declare that we're covered from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And we take up the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we use it right now to cut us and those in our family off of anything that the enemy has attached to us, all of the enemies right now. We set our own ties with the devil. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every stronghold, soul tie, strong man, messenger of Satan, we cut you off right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we declare the crack right now, victory, victory, victory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare by faith that we're more than conquerors of Christ Jesus, that we have the resurrection power working on the inside. The greater is he that's in us and he that's in the world. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to live inside of us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, and we can declare and declare that we bear good fruit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, and hallelujah, that the seeds of the enemy has been uprooted in all its roots right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we have seeds planted of faith, blessings and favor that come from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Now we ask in Jesus' name that you will send, hallelujah, the angels of God to send your presence to bring glad tidings to us and those in our family and all of us on the line today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare, hallelujah, the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us and suddenly God shall condemn. Oh, Lord, we pray the strength, hallelujah, and the blessing from the life of your pastor. Your servant, oh God, that will bring your word, oh God, that will feed your people, oh God. That your lead, oh God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God, as we decrease. That you may have all the increase in them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Ghost, higher. They go to the world, shut higher. Oh Lord, we bless your name, oh God. We decree in the time now we may enter in. We may enter in right now, oh God. We thank you. Open up the way for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, removing every stumbling block. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every hindrance, we thank you, Lord God. Every delay, we thank you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by faith that we are blessed in our going out and coming back in. We're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, amen. Blessed lying down, blessed rising up, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we are going from glory to glory to glory, amen. The wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. And we fill the prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that delivers all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. This is such a wonderful day. Hallelujah. This is the day that God has made for us, and we shall rejoice and rejoice evermore because my God, Our God is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. Amen. Because we woke up this morning in the land of the living, God is so worthy to be praised. Everybody did not wake up this morning. Hallelujah. Even an hour ago, everybody didn't make it to this moment. But here it is. We are in the grace of God. We're in the favor of God right here in the land of the living. So we shall rejoice and rejoice and be exceedingly glad because God is so good. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome every single one here to Sunday service this afternoon. We are so glad to be right here in the presence of the Lord. We are so glad to be in your presence. Apostle Tawanik and I, we are so grateful that you have invited us into your homes. We thank y'all for being right here with us, two or three gathered together. We are that two or three, right here in the right place at the right time. So we want to just say welcome, welcome, welcome every single one, families and friends from near and far. Welcome every single member here that's in Sunday service with us. We are the Gospel Public Ministry. I am Pastor Dorsey Manning.
I'm Apostle Tawanika Manning.
And we'd like to welcome you. If this is your first time here in Sunday service, we would like to personally welcome you. If you would press 1, we will open up your line. Let us know who you are, where you're from, and if you have any prayer petitions, if you have anything you want to bring it to God in prayer, you know, this is that opportunity that is designated, you know, to bring those things to the altar, not bring them to me, but let's bring them to Jesus. Amen. So we just want to say welcome. Welcome every single one. Welcome every single family and friend from Louisiana, every family member and friend here with us in Texas, every single one that's joining us here, family member and friend from New York. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome from Chicago. We just want to welcome every single one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God has been so good. I do realize that a lot of family members are hanging out with one another today, so I know there's a lot of things that are going on. But this is the opportunity where we set aside to where we worship the Lord. Amen. We know there are other things that can be distracting us, but hey, what better place to be than to be in the presence of the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we just want to welcome every single one here to Sunday service. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God once again. We thank God. We can't thank God enough.
Yes.
We're going to have our scripture reading at this time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The scripture today is going to be coming out of the book of Colossians. First of all, we give our honor to God.
Amen.
Senior pastor, Pastor Dorothy Manning, and all the ministers on the roster, Minister Lauren Green, and our brother who preached this morning, Elder Darrell Cormier. Amen. God bless you and all that's in attendance on today. God bless you. Amen. The scripture today is going to be coming out of the book of Colossians. Hallelujah. Chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. The Bible says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, in hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen, amen, amen. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. We're going to have two song selections, church, and we'll be back here for the preach word from our very own pastor, Dorsey Manning. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Bring him to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We've come to the message part of the service of today to receive the preach word from my very own pastor. Doris, amen. My beloved husband, whom I love so much, my God-given husband, amen. Mother anointed man of God, amen. A man who has integrity and stands on his integrity. He keeps his heart pure. He keeps his mind on the things of God, amen. He's a godly man. Hallelujah. He has a clean heart, amen. He works hard to provide for his family. He devotes himself to God. He's a praying man, amen. He wakes up to pray. He prays throughout the day, hallelujah. Communion with God. He never gives up. He never gives in. Amen. He's a believer. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, he's loved by his family. He's loved by his church family. I present to you no other than my lovely, handsome, hallelujah, anointed husband. I can't say enough about my husband, my biggest supporter, amen, and helper through all things. To Pastor Dale Shane Manny, God bless you. Have your way, God.
Amen. Amen. I thank you so very much for this warm introduction, Apostle, my loving wife. Oh, my goodness. I, you know what? Before I even get started, I just want to say that it's always good when you have your supporter right there with you. And so I thank God for you. I really
Amen.
Do. I thank God for you for there by my side. Enough
Amen.
About me. Let's go ahead on and get into, you know, this is that time to where We're able to be in the presence of God. This is the most important reason why we all are here this afternoon. We're all here today to be able to receive from the Word of God, receive from God, being right there in that place, being in the presence. Holy Spirit, we just want to thank you for this opportunity to be right here in this place, right with you. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity that we can see you in your word. We thank you, Father God, that your word dwells in our mouth and it dwells in our heart to be all that you have called it to do, to lead us, to guide us, to guard us, to defend for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we just want to say thank you. We pray, Father God, that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add our views to it, neither for us to leave out the important very things that you want us to get from your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, every single unclean thought, unclean spirit, we rebuke you right now from this place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not welcome here. Hallelujah. And
Jesus,
we thank you, Father God, that you are with us. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
And everybody that do agree, do say amen, amen, again.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, God.
Let's get right into it. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter, we'll start in Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8, and I'll start out reading from the King James Version of the Bible. Matthew chapter 8, starting at verse 1.
Amen.
Today, for a place of reference, we'll title this, The Spirit in Me.
Amen.
The Spirit in Me. Matthew chapter 8, let's start here in verse 1. When he had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. We're talking about Jesus. Great multitudes followed him. 2, and behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy was clean. We'll stop right here for a second here, and then we'll move on here. We need to understand right here in this place, and there's a lot of revelation that's going on right here. We need to understand Jesus was in a place here. He said, you know, he had come down, you know, from a mount, come down from a mountain, and great multitudes was following him. And here it is, you know, this person, you know, this man, you know, that had a disease, this leprosy. He had this disease. It said he worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thou will, that you can make me clean. So this person here had this disease. He realized that, you know, this man, you know, this godly man, he knew that this was someone that had the authority, someone that had the power, someone that can get the job done. He said, if thy will. But look here what Jesus did. Now, this man had leprosy. Now, leprosy, that's something, you know, that you can catch that. That's contagious. Just like there's a lot of different illnesses and sicknesses and diseases and stuff, you know, that are here amongst us right now, that people have them. You know, we will keep away from people to have, you know, even right now, you know, now in these last few years, we had to go into a place of isolating ourselves or separating ourselves from people that had different types of illness and sicknesses. Amen. Amen. So here it is, Jesus, who is God. So look what Jesus did. It says right here in 3, it said, and Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. He didn't. He didn't cure him at first. He touched him, and then it says he said, "I will." He said, "You be therefore clean." But he touched him first. So they're saying right there, Jesus was definitely someone of authority. He touched the man that had the disease before he said, "I will and be there clean," just to let you know that, hey, this disease, this illness and this sickness, he knew that he wasn't going to get this sickness or get this type of disease. See, that's the type of God that we serve. God will touch you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even
Amen.
Before God knows what you need, before you even ask, but because
yes,
this man with leprosy asked him, he got all it is that he asked for. Because it says right here, and immediately the leprosy was clean. So this looked like this was a two-part thing that was going on. God was definitely willing, and the man that had the disease, by his faith asking God for it, he knew
Amen.
That if God was willing, that he would receive it, but he asked anyhow because God said he is willing.
Amen.
So there wasn't a grief that was going on here. Amen, amen. Let's move on. Let's move on here. Matthew chapter 8 and 5. It reads here, "And when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, there came to him a certain centurion beseeching him, saying, 'Lord, my servant lieth at home sick with the sick of a palsy, grievously tormenting him.'" He was paralyzed here in the bed. He had something going on with him, see. "And 7 says, and Jesus said unto him, 'I will come and heal him.' And the centurion answered and said, 'Lord, I am not worthy that thou shall come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. 9, for I am a man under authority.'" Let's pay attention, y'all. Let's pay attention. "I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and they do it. 10, and Jesus heard it and marveled and said to them that followed, 'Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. 11, and I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west and shall sit with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. 12, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the same hour." Amen, amen.
Yeah.
See, now here is a second incident going on. See, we read here first that Jesus, who is God, who is of authority, had a multitude that would follow him out of a mountain, and someone came to him that had a disease and asked him, would he clean him from this disease, or would he cure him from this disease? And Jesus touched him and said that I will. But here it is, another man came to him, asked him, would he heal his servant that was paralyzed at his home? And Jesus said that I will come and heal him. And here it is, this centurion knew that he was of an authority himself, but knew that he was in the presence of someone that had more authority than him. As if you would just say the word, he shall be healed. So now we see God operating in a place of touching, like physically touching someone and casting out a demon, and also God operating in a manner of saying the word, speaking the word, that you may be healed, and these sickness and these diseases have to come out. Because it said in that same hour when he said, you go in faith. Hallelujah. He said, because first he said that I've seen not one here with no greater faith. He said, you go. You go. He said, so shall you have believed, it is done unto thee. So here it is too. I see the same thing. You see, there was an agreement that was going on here. God said that I will come and heal him. The faith of the centurion man said if he would just say the word, he shall be healed. Mm-hmm. But here it is. Amen. God and man came into an agreement with one another, and that what man was asking for, it was given unto him. It was done.
Yes.
Because he believed that God could, and he believed that if God would say it, it's going to be done. How many of us have to enter into that same place when we go to God? Go to God believing if you would say the word that it shall be done. And I'm here to tell you, God answers the prayers of the righteous avail much. If you come to God and ask him to do what you ask him to do, in the name of Jesus, in the authority of Jesus, the one that is able to do all things, it shall be done.
Yes,
amen. Amen. Let's keep moving here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help us in the place where we need help. You know exactly where we are, but we thank you, Father God, that right here where we are, we're in the right place. Because this is that place where you will help us when we come to ask you to help us.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 8, verses 14. And Jesus was come into Peter's house, and he saw his wife's mother laying. His wife saw his mouth, his mother's, Peter's wife's mother, laid sick with fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. 16. When the evening was come, they brought to him unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and heal all that was sick. Let's put a period right here just for a second. Now, here it is, another place to where God is doing what God have come to do. So I want us to put a focus on right here where it says in 16, where it says the evening had come. It says they had brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. See, they were had demons in them. So now we need to understand that things that are unclean that's on the inside of your body, that means that this is not the will of God concerning you. Sicknesses, these are devils or demons that are on the inside of you. But here it is. It says that Jesus, he cast them out. How did he cast them out? Did he touch? Did they believe? Or in a place, you know, there, it said he cast out the spirit with his word, and all that were sick were healed. So how many of us know that the word of God, you speak the word of God concerning these things that are going on in your physical body, when you speak the word of God concerning these things that are maybe not in your physical body, but outside of your body, don't you know that these devils and that these demons, that these sickness and these diseases, they have to go? Because even the devil knows that he has to obey the word of God. the spoken word of God that's coming out of the mouth of the believer. See, the word of God is an authority above all authority. The word of God, hallelujah, it casts out demons. It causes them to flee because they cannot be in the place where God is. No sickness, no disease. Be in the same place where the word of God is, where the Holy Spirit is, where the kingdom of God is. You have to be that person that have the word of God that's on the inside to speak to every single mountain and say, be ye there removed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So now, this is the question that I want to ask you. Well, first I want to say one thing first, church. I want to say that I need God to deliver me just like he delivered all that came to him. See, I need to be delivered from some things. And you too may need to be delivered from some things. But I know there are some things that's going on that I have to go to God with. See, when I bring these things unto God, asking him, will you do this and will you do that? See, I'm not asking him in a place of unbelief. I'm asking him in a place of believing that he will do it. Because, see, if we were back up a little bit in the book of Matthew, if we were back up a little bit over here to Matthew chapter 7, in 7, it says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened. Well, here it is. This is Jesus speaking to him and said, when you come, hallelujah, asking for that you're asking for, and to me, it shall be given unto you. This is a promise, hallelujah. Anytime that you're seeking something, when you're seeking it of me, you shall find what you're looking for. Anytime that you're knocking, when you come a knocking, hallelujah, God is not going to keep his door closed. The door going to be open unto you for you to come on in. Hallelujah.
Come on.
See, this is what I need. I need God to deliver me from these things. Hallelujah. Just as the multitude were delivered from all of these things that they possess. I would imagine some of them didn't possess a physical disease. Many of them probably possessed some mental disease. Amen. Amen. Just like many of us are possessed with some mental diseasements. See, a disease is something that's affecting the physical body, but a diseasement is something that's affecting the mental capacity, the thoughts, the emotions, the will of man and woman. Many of us have some diseasements that consequently brings about disease. I need God to deliver me from both the diseases and the diseasements in the mighty name of Jesus. So now I'm going to ask you, I want to ask you this. Why did he heal them? Why are we healed? Why when we come to God? Why is he so good to us? If anybody ever asked that question, why are you so good to me? I think we need to ask this question. We need to ask ourselves this question. It's one thing when you don't know, but then when you get into that place where you know that God is good to you, but certain things ain't showed up in your life. If you ever was to sit down and ask yourself, why is God so good? Don't you know you would get a revelation? He would tell you why he's so good. And when you start thinking about why he's so good, these things that are going on with you, they have to go. Because now you start thinking about it, how God thinks about it. Amen?
Amen.
There is a way, many ways that we can live. But Jesus has made that way for us to live. He had made it possible for us to live. But it is, but it has to go through him. The way to live has to be through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The way to live this life has to be through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You can live your life any kind of way that you want to live it. I know one thing. If you live in your life just any kind of way, and you live in your life outside of how God have already made that way for you to live, there is a great possibility that where you're at right now is a direct result of that. There is a great possibility that where you are going is a direct result of that as well.
My God.
Jesus is the way. Now see, I had to lay it out right here so you can understand when I said the reference of study is the spirit in me. Jesus is the way. Now, every single body that God has healed, God has delivered, God has cast out demons, that God has spoke a word to you, don't you know there was not one somebody that already had the word of God on the inside of, let me clean it up for you. There was not one at this time that had the Holy Ghost on the inside. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is. God, who was right here in the flesh, walking among the people, healing the sick,
Jesus,
raising the dead and casting out demons. He was right there in this place where they are. He met them right there where they are. God visited their homes. He visited the neighborhoods. God visited them over here on this mountain. He visited them there in this place. He visited them there in that place. God came to them and healed them. Well, don't you know,
amen,
God had healed you, had delivered you before you even had the opportunity to receive him. He had already done it. So that means that God loves you so much that he had already done everything that you need before you even ask. But by your faith, go ahead on and ask so you can receive what he has already done. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
I thank God that that is the way. Jesus is the way. See, God have already given his life so you may have life.
Yes,
but it's up to you if you receive his spirit on the inside. Because when you receive his spirit on the inside, then you shall have the eternal life. Amen.
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 Yes,
God believes that you are the focus of his eye and the apple of his delight, his greatest masterpiece. It is the will of God that every man and every woman be born again, be saved, be filled with the Holy Spirit, because it's God's will that you be in Christ and Christ be in you.
Amen.
What I'm saying is that, hallelujah, we thank God. What I'm saying is that the way, hallelujah, is through Christ Jesus. But here it is, that the Holy Spirit will live in you when you make that decision to receive the Holy, to receive him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God loves you, and he wants you to receive all that he has to offer, and that's through him. That's what I'm saying here. Let's go over here to Romans chapter 10. Amen. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for revelation, your revelation, not the way we see things, but our new eyes. We see things just as you see them, and that's through the eyes and the lens of the Holy Spirit. So we all, from time to time, we battle, you know, within ourselves that God loves us.
Now, I know that may be hard for us to admit. You may not admit that to me. I may not admit that to you from time to time. There are things that we would admit that God loves us, but then there are these things that we may not even tell anybody that we don't believe that God loves us. We may not say it like that, but every single one of our actions would definitely prove that, because we will be in a place that God never intends us to be. I'm talking about those of us who are saved. And I'm talking about that place of worry. See, things will show up in your life that are impossible for you to do it on your own. They're impossible for it to get done because you just don't have the resources. You just don't have all what you need to get the job done. But here it is, God loves you so much that he have already made a way, and the way is through Christ Jesus. When you start to think of things the way God thinks about it, and when you start placing all your cares on him, see, now you have come out of that place of worry. Worry is no more than disbelief, doubt, or unbelief. That's worry. And that's that place where we enter into, to where we start questioning if God loves us.
My God.
And it may just be as simple as you don't even ask God because you look at it as being impossible. My God specializes in the impossible. That's what he specializes in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10. And I'm going to start right here with verse 1. First, I want to say, why do God love you so much? I'm going to show you why he loves you so much. All right, Romans chapter 10 and verse 1 says, brethren, this is Apostle Paul here. Apostle Paul is speaking. He said, brethren, my heart desires and prayers to God for Israel is that they may be saved, that they might be saved. Amen. Listen to Apostle Paul. He said, this is his prayers that his brothers, his desires, you know, his prayers, you know, for Israel is that they might be saved. 2 says, for I bear them record that they have the zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. 3 says, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. 4 reads here, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Let's put a period right here. See, that place to where we enter into, to where we start to question, or where we start to doubt that God loves us because there's something that seems too big for me to do. It seems too big for the doctor to do. It seems too big for your wife or your children or for your job to do. See, according to right here what we just read, this is a place of our own righteousness, or how we put it, self-righteousness, or a place of I can't do it, so I don't believe that it can be done. And that's what worry comes in at. That's what worry comes in at. But let's skip on down here to 9. You know what? Let's read this here in the NLT. Before we go further than that, let's read this same thing in the NLT because we need to have clarity. See, we still talking about the spirit in me, the spirit in you. So we can have these self-righteous spirits on the inside. I'm talking about these spirits, oh, prideful spirits that cause us to worry and to doubt and to be in fear. You know, all these type of spirits, you know, this right here, this hinders the Holy Spirit. This hinders what God is trying to do in your life, because, you know, we have to be in an agreement, just like these men and these women, you know, that were healed over here in the book of Matthew. They were in an agreement, and they receive all that they asked for. So when you become self-righteous or of your own righteous, then, like Apostle Paul said, you know, so you're ignorant to the righteousness of God. And ignorant, it means that either you don't believe in Jesus and what he has already done, or you don't know that he has already done it. Hallelujah. Either way, you are missing out on the mark, or you are missing out on all that you are needing to be in your life, which is the righteousness of God. Amen.
Amen.
Let's read this from the NLT. Romans chapter 10. What did I say? Verses 1 through 2. Let's read Romans chapter 10, verses 1 from the NLT. It reads here, dear brothers and sisters, the longing of my heart and my prayers to God is for the people of Israel to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
I know what enthusiasm they have for God. Look here. God knows what enthusiasm that you have for him. But it is misdirected zeal. For 3 says, for they do not understand God's way of making people right with himself. Refusing to accept God's way, they cling to their own way of getting right with God by trying to keep the law. 4 says, for Christ have already accomplished the purpose for which the law was given. As a result, all who believe in him are made right with God. Let's read 8 in the NLT, verses 8. Verses 8 reads here, in fact, it is said, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. And the message that is the very message about faith that we preach. 9, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. 10, for it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by openly declaring your faith with your mouth that you are saved. So what I'm trying to tell you is God has already died for every single one of your sins. I mean, he had already made a way. He have already paid the ultimate sacrifice, so you don't have to pay the you don't have to pay the price, because God is that sacrifice. So now when you go in that place of worrying and start doubting and being in fear and start trying to figure it out on your own, see, now you have come out of that place of trusting in the love of God and knowing that God loves you, and start trusting in what you can do. Being self-righteous, mm-hmm. which is a prideful man or a prideful woman, and you're not walking in the righteous, being the righteousness of God, because remember, he had already saved you. So you're not walking in that calling of the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. You're walking in the calling of the righteousness of what you know how to do for what the world or Big Mama them or Mama them showed you how to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit in me. What spirit is in you? Is it God's spirit? Is it the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you? Or is it some other kind of spirit that's on the inside of you? See, it's time for us as being believers, followers of Christ, it's time for us to show the world proof that we belong to God.
Amen.
It's time that you show proof that you are filled with the Holy Spirit. See, it's time for us to stop doing all these things that everybody else is doing, following the crowds. It's time for us to stop listening to these things that we hear on the television and the radio and Facebook and all these other social medias and going that way. And it's time for us to show proof that we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You have already confessed that Jesus Christ have died for all of your sins and have risen from the grave and ascended into heaven. So you had already believed, but it's time for you to be transformed in your thinking. It's time for you to stop going in the way of the sinner See, the Bible tells us over here in Matthew chapter 7, or Matthew chapter 6, it tells us that straight is the way and narrow is the gate. So we too need to understand that there are going to be many that are going to be going in the wrong direction. There are going to be many of us that are going to be led astray. Many of us are going to be following the crowds. See, hell's gate is wide open. Everybody are going to make it into that destination. But here it is. Jesus Christ is the way to get into the kingdom of God, to get into the kingdom of heaven. And it said few will enter into this place. And the reason why few will enter into this place is because of their unbelief or because of their disbelief. So that means that people that say that they are saved, they may be healing the sick with the hand. They may be casting out demons. But here it is, why they don't make it into the kingdom of God. They don't make it into the kingdom of God because the very thing that God did not deal with on the cross, the very sin that he didn't deal with, is the very sin that every single body that get into that place of pride deal with, and that's that sin of disbelief. That means that you have to believe in order to receive. Because when you don't believe, then that means that you don't receive, and that means that you are being a enemy to God or not a believer. So how can God help you when you don't believe that yet he could help you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read this over here in Scripture. Matthew chapter 7. Let's start right here at 12. Matthew chapter 7 and 12 says, therefore all things, this is Jesus speaking, therefore all things whatsoever you would men should do to you, do you even do them? For this is the law of the prophets. 13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there will be go in this way. So how many people have lost their lives that should have never even lost their lives? How many people that have been in the wrong place at the wrong time? Jesus is saying is that straight is the gate and narrow is the way. But when you get into that place and you start doing it just like the neighbors doing it, when you start talking about it just like the worldly people talk about it, don't you know that you are following the crowd and it says it's going to lead to destruction? See, we need to show proof that you are a disciple. It's time for us to show proof that we are a follower of Christ. It's time for us to show proof that we are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. It's time for us to show proof that God is with us, and this is how we live, and this is the way that we live because of the Holy Spirit who leads us and guides us.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 7 and 22 says, many will say on that day, to my judgment day, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in thy name? Have we not cast out demons or devils? Have we not done many wonders and works? Jesus says this, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, O you workers of iniquity. See, the Spirit of God lives on the inside of me. See, I don't have to tell nobody that I'm saved. See, there's proof that a man or a woman is saved. Even God said that they were chosen by the fruit that you possess. John chapter 15 and
and forth is abide in me. Jesus said, abide in me, and I am as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more except you abide in me. John 15 and 12 says, this is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. It says, greater love have no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for a friend. Well, don't you know, over here in John chapter 15 and 26. So how do we know that God is with us? How do we know how to treat our brothers and treat our sisters? Well, he said that I'm not going to leave you all alone. I'm not going to leave you down in that ditch. I'm not going to leave you in a place to where you don't know. But when you try to do it all on your own, when you're trying to be good and look good and try to be like God without God, he said, the comforter, 26 says, but when the comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. This is how you know the Spirit that's in me. This is how I know that the Spirit of God that's in you, by the fruit that you possess. And that is the proof of who belong to God and who don't belong to God. There are many that know the word of God, backwards, or say they know the word of God. But many that even profess that they got God on the inside, they ain't going to heaven because they don't produce the fruit of righteousness. Love, peace, joy, long suffering, soundness, holiness, holy, don't possess fruits. That's how we know who is and who ain't. The Spirit in me testifies all of itself, which is the Holy Spirit. Father God, I thank you that you have saved me, that you have healed me, that you have set me free, Father. I thank the Holy Spirit that you live on the inside. I thank the Holy Spirit that you show me all things. You guide me and guard me in all things. I thank you that you heal me from all sickness and disease. Not only did you do it for me, Holy Spirit, but you did it for my mama too, and my daddy, my wife, my sisters, and other children. You did it for my church. The Spirit, hallelujah, your Holy Spirit that lives on the inside, hallelujah. When we come together, praying on one accord, in your holy language, in secret, you reward us openly. So I thank you, Christ Jesus, that this word that we have heard today, that it have already entered on the inside, and it have already done what you have already sent it to do, and that's the love. Just like he loves us, just like he loves those, he loves us too. We plead the blood of Christ Jesus over us right now. Every single one that is listening online, every single one that is calling, we plead the blood of Christ Jesus over those that are wherever they are right now. Because I need you. We all need you. We can't do anything without you. But faith, it is your perfect will and desire that we all be saved. But that's life, that's your desire that now have become my desire. That every single body be saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Father God, that it is so. By our faith and our confession, we say it is so in Jesus' name. God bless you and may God keep you. That may be done today. Is this your desire? To receive the Spirit of God on the inside. The Holy Spirit. If you have never been saved, you have never prayed the prayer of salvation, well, this is the opportunity. We was there today, he and Christ. Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10 and 9. If that's you, Apostle Dominic and I, we would love to help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. The most important thing that you could ever do in your life. Tomorrow is not promised to no one. And Jesus Christ is coming again. So because no one knows the time, the day, nor the hour, only the Father knows, well, why don't you take advantage of this opportunity that God has given unto you for you to be a part of the kingdom of his kingdom? Will you press one today? Will you press one? God is calling you in here. Will you come? It's up to you. Will you come? There may be one that has some type of sickness or illness, some type of disease or discontent, whether it's mental or whether it's physical. If something may be going on in your home, at the workplace, your relationship. Well, this is the opportunity for you to bring it all over. If you believe in God, or even if you have some doubt, believe, still come. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God is ready to meet you right there where you are. Not coming to me, not coming to a apostle, but come to Jesus. We are gathered here in this place in the presence of the Lord. So will you bring these things to the altar and lay them down at his feet? Those of us who have worry, will you bring worry, those things that you're worried about, will you bring them to Jesus? Will you press one? Hallelujah. You're looking for a church home. My Lord, my God, Apostle Tom, we would love to love you through the lens of the Holy Spirit. Right there where you are, no matter if you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, right here, there's no time and no distance in the Spirit. Just want to love on you. Will you press one? We thank you, Father God, for every single one that can't even have the desire to come. We thank you that you have already met all of our needs. In the mighty name of Jesus. The blood of Christ speaks over all that are here right now and all that are listening in online. But we know that your spirit with the power spirit that we are one. And we say all is well in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen again. Apostle.
Amen.
Amen.
At this time we receive our tithes and offering. Amen. If you have your tithes and offering this Sunday, you'll send it over to Pastor Chantel. If you have a means of sending over your tithes and offering, give us a call at 832-725-8094. Again, the number is 832-725-8094. Let us pray over tithes and offering. Dear Jesus, make us in a mystery for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offer the spiritual seed to help nurture harvest of your glory for your sake on earth. Amen. The matter for you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not frugality, it's your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit generous heart that we give today, oh God. We ask that you bless those, oh God, that has given on today and has blessed their heart to give, that there will be no lack in their giving in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, oh God, that it is so, and it shall be no other way. Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for the word that went forth on today. We pray that every virtue that left your body, Pastor Manny, that God will restore all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And before we're going to have our announcements, excuse my voice, so let's do it. Amen. It is Sunday. It's Sunday, February 13th, 2020. We're here in the Gospel Public Ministries with Pastor, Senior Pastor, Pastor Doris Amen and Tawanika Manny. Amen. Monday, not as a next month, we will be back with our Monday in the session club because we're in prayer. Every day for 21 days of the month of February at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. at 12 noon. Let me say it again, 6 a.m. and 12 noon and 6 p.m. on our prayer line, which is 520-525-8608. So if you want to join us, please do so. We'd love to have you. Amen. On Tuesday nights, we have our Bible reading. We're reading the book of the full Bible from Genesis to Revelation in its entirety until we finish. Amen. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., we have our Bible study here on our church line. Amen. Saturday school is at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. And then we have our two services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line. Amen. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating the birthday this month of February. May God continue to bless you, increase you in his blessings and favor all the days of your life. We pray the protection of the Lord upon your life and those in your family. Amen. 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 Lord, God bless. Amen. And we are, hallelujah, we want to wish anyone today that's celebrating the anniversary, wedding anniversary, happy anniversary. May God continue to bless you all with a long life, good life together, in love and peace and harmony, amen, with the blessing of the Lord, the favor of the Lord upon your marriage, amen. Again, excuse my voice. God bless you. That does conclude our announcements. Amen, Pastor Man.
Amen, amen. So we'll have our closing in here, and then we'll have our benediction. Amen. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement to others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in spirit and draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. I bless you to be in a place of joy. I bless you to have God's people around and about you. I bless you to be respectful in a respectful place for people and a safe place. I bless you to be in a place of beauty. Amen, amen. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Apostle Tonic and I, we love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Enjoy your Sunday. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear you say what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing,
I wanna
yeah.
Hear
say it
one time,
write my name.
just because I love gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like, can you imagine? Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get that.